I'm going to call this meeting of the Savannah City Zoning Board of Appeals to order. At this time, I would ask you silence any electronic devices, and I would ask Mr. James to do our invocation and remain standing for the pledge.
Gracious and kind and everlasting Father, we come now to ask you to look down upon us and this board and these people. Give us knowledge and wisdom that we may be able to do and do the right thing. We pray that you will bless us throughout this day. Look down on our country and our city. Thank you, Father, in your name's sake. Amen.
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 Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. And since we have just a short agenda, we have time. I do want to just mention, maybe next time we can do it. It's kind of a pet peeve of mine, but it's one nation under God. There's no comma or anything. I always get frustrated about that. But it is one nation under God. There's no one nation, comma, under God. But everybody always pauses, but I'm always caught off guard, you know. But anyway. Are there any notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments?
Not at this time, nope.
All right. Items requested to be removed from the final agenda is 1 East 45th Street. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Can I get a motion?
Well, we will vote on that on the final agenda.
Okay. And then items requested to be withdrawn, 223 West Wahlberg, Unit B, 224 Houston Street, and... Okay, so we just have one item on the regular agenda so far. Is anybody here from 1 East 45th Street, 223 West Wahlberg Street, or 224 Houston? 223 West Wahlberg, 224 Houston Street. Anybody here for that? Those matters? All right. All right, can I get a motion for approval of the final agenda?
Second.
All right.
Sorry, you have to... minutes, skipped over the...
Approval of the January 24, 2019 meeting minutes. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
All right, can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. I do believe this is the shortest agenda I've ever seen. And I've been here 4 or 5 years, I think so.
Yeah, I think you do need to take them off, but I think she didn't take them off yet.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so it's just...
Mr. James is having... Do you know how to work the...
Oh, are you voting for or against it?
We got it. Okay. We got it. Mine was acting up. He wouldn't do it.
Okay.
And then Parker's listed as not present, so we're good.
All right.
Okay. All right. Now, the only item, you know, we had the three items. Well, the one item requested to be removed.
Approve the final agenda.
The one item requested to be, two items requested to be withdrawn. And we got one item on the regular agenda, which is 7414 Hodgson Memorial Drive. So can I get a motion for the approval of the final agenda?
So moved.
Been moved by Mr. Merriman, seconded by Mr. James. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now, I do believe that if we didn't have the electronic agenda set par, I think we'd already be done with this meeting. All right, passes unanimously. 7415 Hodson Memorial Drive. Before we begin this, can I say something? Remind me, there was a tattoo parlor that had requested a special use over off of, kind of across from the Tyler's Drive. King and I?
Is this on Hodgson as well?
I think it is on Hodgson.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
I think it might be. Anyway, right there on the Eisenhower and I think Hodgson maybe. Anyway, we denied it, but that thing continued to operate, didn't it?
The
check. You have to make sure y'all got somebody on.
Yeah, no, the zoning administrator and the zoning permit over the city, they were able to, or I think it actually was the business approval license. They classified it as a different type of use. I don't know exactly how they did it, but it's now a. And Marcel, can you remind me the tattoo parlor that is operating? What was it classified under?
Oh, it was body art consulting services for piercing design.
So they are legally operating as a body art consulting services.
So they come before the ZBA seeking use approval for a tattoo business. We deny it, and then they instead are installing body art, not tattoo services.
No comment.
I was going to eat with my family, and I was looking across the street going, yeah, I know I denied that. So anyway.
Sorry, that was my question too.
Okay, so this is a city thing, not a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's carrying on the same thing it petitioned to carry on. It's just calling itself something else.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's what's...
I kept wondering, because I sent about 3 emails to staff about this, and nobody responded to me, so that's why.
Senator Haisley Jackson.
Yeah.
Figured I'd get you on the spot now about it.
You know. You didn't get me on the spot.
Yeah. There was a business approval license thing.
I didn't send it to you. Yeah.
I didn't, yeah.
No, I mean, he's in my office, and my question is, how the hell did you do that?
Well, I mean, it's, sorry to interrupt in the petition, but, you know, it seems to me that, I mean, license is one thing, zoning is another. So, I think that...
Well, it's got to be zoned before it can get a license. I mean, that's why
exactly.
That's why they get come to us for the business location approval.
Can't you revoke a certificate of occupancy?
We can't do anything. We don't have any enforcement now. That's all code enforcement. Mm.
So exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. We need to talk to our city council members about it. All right, petitioner Jack Hall is agent for SF. Investors.
Yes, good morning everyone. The petitioner is requesting special use approval of use number 62, which is classified as a locksmith, gunsmith, and similar activities. And this is as regulated under section 8-3163B, which governs special use approvals. So the property in question is, I believe, this building here, located at 7414 Hodge Memorial Drive. Just north of Montgomery Crossroads here. It's zoned PUDBN, Planned Unit Development Neighborhood Business. And it's the site, the building in particular, is a two-story commercial office building, floor area of approximately 12,000 square feet. Petitioner, my understanding, only wishes to occupy Unit B, or Suite B of this building. So in particular, they're requesting the establishment of a locksmith gunsmith use, in particular here the gunsmith use, which is listed as a special use within the BN district. So in particular, it's understanding that they intend to assemble firearms for the purpose of sale, consistent with a Type 7 federal firearms license. So per the business plan, which is attached here, petitioner claims that this is more of a, it's essentially just how it's been classified, and that it will primarily function as an office use. There will be no discharge of firearms, and will not emit noise or any significant kind of waste. So looking through the various criteria for this, staff does not find any particular objections. It meets, it's not contrary to the purposes stated for the chapter. Will not, we don't see it adversely affecting the health and safety of residents and workers in the city. Assuming it's operated consistent with the business plan as stated, it's more of a office use. It will not be detrimental to development of adjacent properties. It's quite consistent in office use, and it, regardless of whether or not it includes the assembly of firearms, assuming, you know, from an impact perspective, it does not release noise or, of course, the discharge of weapons. It's very much consistent with the range of uses present within this office, kind of suburban office complex. Let's see, so although it's classified as a gunsmith in the ordinance, we of course understand that it will operate more like an office, and as I've mentioned, it's consistent with the commercial character of this corridor, and also the future land use plan. So as such, staff is recommending approval of this special use. And I'm happy to entertain questions and have the petitioner clarify what he intends to do.
Okay. Petitioner, yes. Present. Is the internet down?
Yes, sir. Jack, I'll
give you a picture. Thank you, Jack. Well, hold on one second.
You had a question.
I do believe the internet's down.
It is.
Well, you just saw it flat when you flickered to you.
Okay. questions for staff?
I've got a question.
Sorry?
The assembly of firearms and the sale of firearms, is that the same zoning?
Yes. So the sale of firearms would be a retail operation, in essence. But the assembly of firearms is why this is being classified as a gunsmith. And I can have Tom clarify that if need be. But
so somebody would bring in a gun and they would disassemble it and repair it and disassemble it, or they would.
I'll let the petitioner clarify that, but my understanding is that it's assembly of firearms and parts for the purpose of sale, in particular online sales, but I'll let him clarify that.
Okay. All right, any other questions for staff? All right. Petitioner, you may have 10 minutes.
Great. Thanks so much, you did a great job.
Hey, good morning, my name is Jack Hall, seeking the special use for 7414 Hobson Memorial. To meet the Bureau of ATF definition.
Hold on a second, have you signed in?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and raise your right hand.
Okay.
Well, you swear affirm the testimony you'll give, it's the truth and the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. To meet the ATF's definition of assembling, it's just mere taking an upper and a lower receiver, and that is considered manufacturing by the ATF. If I'll do that, I'm not real sure. It's just an extreme amount of paperwork, and we're going to seek some online sales. And so that's pretty much the, it's just a lot of paperwork. So that's, hope that cleared up any questions you had.
So you wouldn't sell firearms outside the front door?
No, sir. It's all going to be in. I mean, I'm going to seek friends and family first, and then probably look at a storefront as a second option. This is my personal office. But I have to have a physical address to meet the ATF's requirement. I don't necessarily want people coming up, and I'm not using it as a storefront. But they do allow a home-based FFL, which I'm not interested in. They allow a office-based FFL, which is, this is what I'm seeking, and then more of a retail storefront, which we have down the street here. But it's really, you know, the definition of manufacturing, if I even go that route, would just be taking, you know, an upper and a lower and putting them together. And that would be considered manufacturing under the ATF. Great.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Any other questions for the petitioner? Okay. All right, thank you. Is anybody here to speak against this petition? Didn't have a second. Okay. Hearing none, any discussion? I'm going to declare the public hearing closed. Any discussion at all? All right. I'll entertain a motion.
A motion to approve staff's recommendation.
By motion by Mr. Griffin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Merriman. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Is it still not working?
It should be back
up. It should be back up.
Well, I've gotten mine into a place where I'd like somebody with it all.
Don't you hate it when you go there?
Can we enter that in later if there's an issue?
If not,
I think I got it.
Guilty.
That's it. I'm playing golf under.
Do you see the voting screen?
Will do. He's probably teeing it up today.
I'm sure it is.
It's nice out there.
It is nice.
I hope it's not Saturday.
Refresh.
Okay. I drove all the way down here.
I've got a couple of granola bars in my office.
I want to state on the record that today is my 10-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
It was a miraculous feat. She saw the first couple of years. So. My wife, she's an angel.
All right, congrats.
If you don't have plans yet, use this free time to go make some.
Any other business? All right. Hearing now, I'm going to declare this public hearing adjourned. This meeting adjourned.